Well, it's such a great morning to be together, and again, huge welcome to everyone, but also a big welcome to everyone who's online this morning as well. And it's just so great that we get to be together in church and get to dedicate Tilly, but also we get to gather around God's Word. And I don't know where, you know, what your experience of church is or where you've been, but I want to encourage us to open our hearts to God's Word. I really believe that God will speak to each and every single one of us if we'll open our hearts and believe in faith today that God has a word for all of us. And I know I've been sat in services and sat around and thinking, you know, I'm just here, but actually, as I open my heart to God's word, that he speaks to me. And many people's stories are that they just lent into God and all of a sudden it was revealed to them, God is real and God is here. And so I want to encourage you to do that today. We're in a series as Icon Church called The Holy Spirit. And we had a great time celebrating Easter, and then we're on our way to Pentecost Sunday, as Rachel, not Debbie, but Rachel mentioned. And Rachel mentioned on news Pentecost Sunday. And Pentecost Sunday is the day we celebrate the birthing of the church, but the day that the Holy Spirit was sent upon the first disciples. And we're in a series to reveal kind of like, what is the Holy Spirit and what does he do in our lives? And so the title of my message today is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Kingdom. And it sounds great. I didn't pick the title. It got picked for me. And it sounds really good because obviously there's that movie, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But I have a confession to make. I've never watched it. Has anyone watched it? See, not many. Read the books. And a few people, you can tell me what it's about. But The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Kingdom. Let's read a verse together. John 16 and verse 13. And this is Jesus speaking, and he's speaking about the Holy Spirit. He says this, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is to come." I want to kind of major in today on this for this part. He will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. Have you ever needed a guide? Have you ever been somewhere and you just thought, actually, this would have been better with someone guiding me? This would have been maybe a quicker experience. Maybe it would have been an easier experience. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there were some hidden things that you didn't get to see because you just didn't have a guide. Last summer, we were on holiday, and as part of the holiday, the best part of the holiday was that Debbie's auntie works for Fulham Football Club. And so as part of the holiday, we were going to see, because on that weekend, Arsenal were playing Fulham. We're big Arsenal fans, and we haven't bottled it. We're just setting ourselves up for next season. And so we were going to be able to go and watch Arsenal versus Fulham. We had to sit in the Fulham end, which was a story in itself, because there was a moment where Debbie's auntie had to get us different seats. She worked at Fulham. She was able to get us different seats out of the way because Zion kept cheering. And so I'm sat around Fulham fans going, this could be a problem for me here. This could be a problem because they're not going after you, you know, 8-year-old Zion as he was then. They're not going after you. They're coming after your dad. And but as part of that day, we left early. We caught a train and got on the train to London, and we went to the National History Museum. Anyone been to the National History Museum? And anyone never raise your hand in church? I got you. But we went to the National History Museum, and I'd kind of looked it up beforehand, and it had kind of given me a guide of where to go, because this place is massive, there's loads to look at. But I just did that very thing of, when we got there, didn't bother with the guide. I instantly, you know, some of you have done this when you're building furniture. You've been given a guide, and you're just like, I am not following the guide. I think that's changing in today's world, because now it's not I've been given a guide, it's I will YouTube and watch someone make that piece of furniture and just copy them bit by bit. I see you. So I just ignored the guide and we just ended up wandering around, and it was great. We ended up wandering around and going to different places, but there were many times that to get to another place, we had to go through a place we'd already been to, and it was like, I came away going, I wish I'd have had a guide. I wish I'd have had someone there who could have just walked us around and said, this is the best route, this is the best way to go. Because, you know, 15,000 steps later, I was going to say Zion was tired, but I was tired. I was tired, and yet we had to go watch a game. In the world, we're all looking for a guide. We're looking for a guide in many different areas of our lives. The five big questions that we ask in life is our origin. Where did I come from? Our identity. Who am I? Our purpose. Why am I here? Our morality. How should we live? And our destiny. Where am I going? And as a world, we end up wondering and wondering which way to go. Where should I go? Where should I head? Which is the right direction for my life? And there are many places that we end up going looking for answers to guide our lives. We end up going looking in many different places, many different arenas, many different spheres that to give us the answer or the guide for our lives. But even in our faith, even in our views about God, we're looking for a guide. Even in our thoughts around God and who God is and what life God has for us, that we are looking for a guide. And there are many, many different voices all over the world, and we get access to them in today's world so much more through social media and internet and all of that. And we're looking for a guide. I love what A.W. Tozer said. He said this, I don't want the world to define God for me. I want the Holy Spirit to reveal God to me. I don't want the world to define God for me. I don't want the world to be the definition, give me the definition of who God is and what he is like. No, I want the Holy Spirit to reveal God to me. You see, the question today is, what has been guiding your life? What has been guiding your faith? If you're a follower of Jesus today, what's been guiding your faith? But even if you're not a follower of Jesus, I guess it's a great question that you can ask yourself is, what has been guiding my life? What's been guiding my life in terms of my purpose, my identity, the morality, how I live? What has been guiding your life? Well, I'm here to present to you today that the Holy Spirit, one of his roles is to guide us into all the truth. Into all the truth that God has for us. That the Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes when in church world you mention the Holy Spirit, everyone thinks of the weird and the wonderful as I would describe it, you know. And, you know, that stuff is amazing and I believe in it and I believe the Holy Spirit works in that way. But let me tell you, the more I experience the Holy Spirit, the more I experience him in my everyday, it's the little nudges, it's the little guides that for my life. It's not the big moment of encounter, but it's the little moments every single day as he guides my life that become the most powerful things in my life. And here's the promise for us. The Holy Spirit's not going to guide us somewhere that's not good for us. He's not going to guide you in your life into a situation that's not good for you, but he'll guide you into all truth, into everything that God has for you. I love this word guide, because it's not like me looking up on the internet and looking at the guide, what way to go around the National History Museum. It's not like that. He doesn't give us like a PDF that you can download if you scan this QR code. You were looking for the QR code then, weren't you? He doesn't do that. He shows us the way. He leads us as we go. He leads as we go. He doesn't just give us the PDF and show us the way and then leave us. No, he leads us as we go. You see, that's why faith is such an important part of the Christian walk. Because it requires us to keep going and be led by the Holy Spirit as we're going. Because there have been many times in my life where I've stepped out or stepped forward or stepped into something and I've been unsure, but I've decided to lean and learn and listen to the Holy Spirit's guiding. That I have to trust and have the faith that He goes with me. That I refuse to believe that the Holy Spirit just like gives me a blueprint and then leaves me. No, He leads me as I'm going. That I have this belief in my life that as I go, He's with me. You see, Jesus said this about the Holy Spirit. He said He'll never leave us. He will never leave us. That should encourage someone today. Someone today, because you're here in church on a Sunday and you can kind of go, yeah, I know God's here and I know the Holy Spirit is here and I sense His presence here, but what about tomorrow? What about Tuesday in that meeting? What about Wednesday when my kids are absolutely running riot? I only picked Wednesday, but it's Monday to Friday in our house. And the decibel reading in our house would go off the charts. I am not joking. It's great. Anyway, it's not therapy session for Nathan today. But what about those moments? Because we can sometimes compartmentalize our lives and our faith and the Holy Spirit to moments like today. Moments like when, you know, we're in church or moments in our connect groups or when we're praying together or whatever it may be. But actually, the Holy Spirit never leaves us. And He wants to guide us into all truth in all parts of our life, in every single part of our life. I love this definition of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God in the life of the believer. He's the presence of God in the life of the believer. That His presence, it's the presence of God with us continually. You see, I know that in my life, there have been many moments where I know I'm going to confess something. So we have a no judgment policy here at Icon Church. So no judgment available, please. But I know in moments of my life, the Holy Spirit's guided me into something and I've gone the opposite way. You see, he's not going to try and force us. He's going to guide us. He is not carrying us. I was thinking about this with our kids and just thinking about this with, the dedication today. When you've got kids and they refuse to go somewhere, you just pick them up. Even with Zion, he's 9 years old, he's my eldest, I can still pick him up. I mean, it helps that he's quite light, but I can still pick him up and take him. There will come a moment where I can't do that, and I'm probably just going to have to drag him. But the Holy Spirit's not like that with us. He guides us. But here's the thing, we have a choice. Do we follow? Are we going to follow His lead? Are we going to follow His guiding? We can refuse. But just like when we get those instructions to make something, like you can refuse to follow those instructions and try and do it by yourself. You want a story about that, don't you? There's once me and my dad were building a bookcase. My mum's laughing already. And we were building this bookcase. We had the instructions. I don't even think we looked at the instructions once because it's just a bookcase. Now, let me just give you a bit of a backstory. Me and my dad are not DIY savvy. Let's just say that. We are not. Debbie does all the DIY in our house. My mum does all the DIY in their house, and we're building this bookcase, and we're like, we will do this together, and we think this will be easy. Well, let me tell you, that bookcase had to sit in the corner with something else propped against it, so it kept it up steady and all of that. My mum built the other one. solid. Like, nothing wrong with it and all of that. But just like we didn't follow those instructions, we can refuse to follow the guiding and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And the promise is that he'll guide us into all truth. Well, we're going to probably hear more about this next week, but Jesus said this, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The way to heaven is through Jesus. You see, here's what the Holy Spirit will do. He'll lead you to Jesus. He'll lead you to Jesus. He'll lead you to the truth of Jesus. And he will lead you to truth in all its entirety. But I guess, like me, you want it here and now. You want all the truth here and now. And I think this is why it's important to recognize that here's the important characteristic of the Holy Spirit for us today. He's a guide. He's a guide. That today I might not have all the answers, but I'm going to be guided by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be guided as I go. He will guide me on the other side of that risk. He's going to guide me on the other side of that step. He's going to guide me on the other side of my prayers. And he'll guide me to Jesus continually, continually, continually. He will guide my life. So I thought today, and team, you might want to sort out the TV, because otherwise we'll be here until Chesterfield playoff semi-final at 3:30. Let's just take a moment to pray for Paul Cook and his troops. Jesus, bring victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. But yeah, I need the timer, otherwise we will be here a long time. Sorry. So you get comfortable, get your KFC in, Just Eat, deliver it, whatever you need. Anyway, get on with it, Nathan, otherwise we will be here a while. I want to finish by asking the question, so how does the Holy Spirit guide us? Because I think it's important for us to recognize in our lives, how are we led by the Holy Spirit? How are we guided by the Holy Spirit? Well, the first thing is this. It's found in John 14 and verse 26, but it's this, by teaching and reminding us. By teaching and reminding us. John 14 and verse 26 says this, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. He'll teach them you and will remind you of everything I have said. He will teach and remind us. As we go in this life, as we go and we are guided and we ask those big questions and we're asking questions of our lives, he will teach us about our lives, but he'll also remind us of what God has said, of what Jesus has said. You see, I mentioned it earlier. He's going to guide you to Jesus because Jesus is the truth. He's the truth. So he's going to keep reminding you. He's going to keep reminding you about what Jesus has said over your life. I don't know. You know, there are many moments in my life where I think I just don't know what I'm doing. The most starkest moment I realized that was in the delivery room after Zion had been born, and I'm sat there with Zion. I wish I'd have got you the picture up, actually. Fail by me in this moment, because Zion looks like, who are you and what are you doing holding me in that moment? But I'm holding him and I'm going, I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't got a clue. I'm looking at this baby. And let me tell you, Zion would say exactly the same. You still don't know what you're doing, Dad. But I'm holding that. I don't know what I'm doing. But here's the thing. The Holy Spirit is there to teach us. You know, I love the Word of God. I love it because it points to Jesus continually. I love the Word of God, but I love the Word of God because of the wisdom that's in it. The wisdom as a parent, to be a parent, to be a good parent. There's wisdom in here. He'll teach us, and he'll teach us how to trust. He'll teach us how to follow. He'll teach us how to live this life. But it also reminds us. I don't know if you're like me, but I've had to get into a habit of when someone asks me to do something, I have to write a reminder. I have to set a reminder. And I know some people even send themselves emails. Like, does anyone still use email these days? Yeah, you set, yeah, that's where it comes from. It's funny. My dad just said he uses Siri. It's funny listening into him in the car, write messages out to Siri. Siri reads it back and he just sends it. I'm thinking it said nothing like you said. Siri has got it completely wrong. But you have to set yourself reminders. Reminders on your phone. I have a reminder every Monday night, 8 p.m. comes up, bins. Anyone else? Yeah? I'm glad I'm not alone. Like, I have certain reminders on my phone. I have to set myself reminders so I don't forget to do that thing. The Holy Spirit can be the reminder to us that actually God has got more for us. He'll remind us of the promises of God. He'll remind us of who Jesus calls us to be. You know, if we go back to those first five questions that the world are wondering and wondering about, the Holy Spirit's going to remind us, here's what Jesus has to say on that topic. Here's what Jesus has spoken over your life. Like, some of us have had words of God spoken over our life. Well, allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide and to remind you again and again and again that God has said this over your life. That you are loved, that you are cared for, that you are forgiven, that you are righteous in Jesus Christ, that he'll remind you today of all those things. Like, we need reminders because we're forgetful. And how many times in life we go through life and we become forgetful of the promises of God over our life. We become forgetful of what Jesus has said over our lives. Well, the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and that truth that Jesus has revealed to us. I like to put it like this. He's the divine encourager on the inside. He's the divine encourager on the inside. He's reminding me I'm called. He's reminding me this is what God says. He's reminding me this is your mission. He's reminding us that we are salt and light. And many times we can feel confused, we can feel discouraged, but allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide because he'll remind you of what God has said over your life. I'm so thankful that I'm not alone, that the Holy Spirit is my guide into the kingdom life that Jesus has for me. I'm so thankful that he teaches me to walk in his ways. He lights the path. He directs my steps. And he reminds me when I forget of what Jesus has said. So he'll teach us and remind us. The second thing is he'll do it by comforting and convicting us. Comforting and convicting us. And you thought, oh, this is quite a nice message. And then he used the word convicting. Well, let's read some verses to start with. John 16. Verses 7 to 8 says this, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good. This is Jesus talking. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. He'll convict. You know, some versions actually change that word counselor to comforter. Comforter. That we can go through the worst situation and we can be comforted by the Holy Spirit. There are many times I've seen people in life and they seem to be going through their biggest storm and yet they seem so at peace even in the midst of their biggest storm. And I've come to realize that actually it's nothing special about their strength or that person. It's that they are guided by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is the great comforter. Like we have blankets in our house, which I do not like. I'm not a blanket kind of person. But I am not joking. Every night, Debbie, blanket on. And when I look over at Debbie, sat on right on the other side of the sofa, I don't know why, but she just doesn't want to sit next to me, people. It's like, no, anyway. She looks comforted by this massive blanket. She looks like she's in a happy place with the blanket and the glow of her screen as she's scrolling. When the Holy Spirit gives you his presence, he'll comfort you and he'll bring peace. I don't know what your situation you're facing today, but allow your Holy Spirit to be your guide because he'll comfort you. He'll guide you into all truth today. Today you might feel like I'm facing the worst situation in my life. He'll comfort you. Allow him to be your comforter. many times we can get so fixated on here's the big problem, and you know, we can end up getting in our own heads and overthinking. But I want to encourage us today to allow the Holy Spirit to be our comforter. But then there's this word convict, and he brings conviction. And we can struggle with this word convict because we have like a negative connotation around the word convict, because we don't like to be convicted. But I want to encourage us today, if you've ever been convicted, celebrate it, because it means you're alive. Because let me tell you, if someone or something didn't convict you, it means feeling-wise, you're just like dead on the inside. It means morals-wise, I can do whatever I want, I can live however I want. But if we feel convicted, we should celebrate, because we're alive. That actually we're feeling about this conviction. Debbie, and I'm picking on you today, babe, I'm sorry. But Debbie brought conviction to my life by just calling me lazy this week. Now, hear me. Debbie's amazing, and she like dresses it all up in this beautiful little like, you know what, I'm not doing this to have a go at you and all of this, and she dresses it up, and I just want her to tell me, Nathan, I think you've been lazy. I just need it straight at me and that. But you know when you bring conviction, you know when you feel that conviction, like you get that yeah, you get that sound, it's like, feel it. As Debbie was talking, I was like, yeah. That cut me right to the heart. But you know what that conviction did? You know what? I don't know. Did for me anyway, brought us closer. Brought about a better solution. I don't know, I think the Holy Spirit brings convictions so that we can walk in all that God has for us. He'll bring conviction. The question is, what will I do with that conviction? What will I do with that? Do I turn away? What do I do with the convictions from the Holy Spirit? You see, convictions actually are a good thing. You could replace the word conviction for values. That I have convictions around my ethics and morals and words and who I am. I have a conviction that I am the light of the world, as Jesus said, that we are to bring light. I have a conviction to serve other people. Those are great convictions to have. And when I slip out of those convictions, it's the Holy Spirit's job to guide me back into those convictions by bringing conviction and saying, hey, you gotta, like, he doesn't do it by bringing judgment. There's a verse in Romans that says to us, therefore there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So he's not going to do it by bringing condemnation, but he's going to convict us of what Jesus has said and the values and the morals and everything that Jesus has for us, so that we can live by our convictions and our values. You see, many times we think the Holy Spirit's there to, you know, it says in these verses, he's going to convict us of our sin. The sin is this, missing the mark. We're missing the mark. But he's not coming and saying, you're a failure. You've missed it. You've messed it all up. No, the Bible tells us that we've all fallen short. We've all missed the mark. But here's the thing, what conviction does, he goes, yeah, you might have messed up, you might have been a failure in that moment, but guess what? Jesus, he died on the cross for your sins, so you are forgiven, that you can have a conviction. That's not who you are, this is who Jesus says you are today. It says in those verses, he'll convict us of our righteousness, not unrighteousness, our righteousness. What does that word righteousness mean? It means right standing with God. That we have been made right with God. He'll convict us of that righteousness, that we are the righteousness of Jesus. That even when we do mess up, even when I may miss the mark, it doesn't take me away from the righteousness that Jesus bought on the cross. And so we need a guide for our life. That guide is the Holy Spirit. And I think that's why Jesus said in Acts 1 and verse 4, hey, disciples, wait here. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift. because the Holy Spirit is a gift. It's a gift for us. Not for moments of this incredible presence and encounter, though that can happen, and I'm believing it's going to happen for some people today. But it's this incredible gift that will guide our lives. That actually we can wait for the Holy Spirit. We can receive the Holy Spirit. And I love it because in Acts 1 and verse 8, it says, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You'll be my witnesses everywhere. You'll receive power. Because as the Holy Spirit is a guide and you allow him to be your guide, you receive that power. And what does that power give? It's the power to live and give. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to live and to give. To live the life that God has for us. To allow him to be the guide in our lives. That part of our life that actually, you know, we're struggling with. Allow him to be your guide. It's the power to live the life that Jesus has for you. But it's more than that. It's the Holy Spirit's not just in us for us, but he's in us for other people as well. That the Holy Spirit, actually a part of that life that Jesus has for us, is to give to those in need. Those who need to know God. Acts 1 and verse 8, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And what's the response of that? We'll be witnesses. We'll be witnesses to the fact that the Holy Spirit is a power for our life, that the Holy Spirit guides us, not just for us, but for others that need it. That neighbor that needs prayer, that work colleague that just needs that love, that family member who needs encouragement. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to be that guide. So I wonder all across this place where we'd stand together. Let's stand together because we're going to just worship in a moment. But I'm praying today that you would begin to follow the guide, the Holy Spirit, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to guide you this week and in your life. But not just for us, but for others as well, for the world that we're called to, that we can be a help, a strength to those who need it the most this week. That we'd allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth for our life, everything that it has for us. Say it again, people are wandering and wondering for a guide for their life. Wondering if people are wandering and wondering and looking for someone like you, that when they get around you, it looks like you know where you're going. And you know where you're going, not because of your own strength, but because of the strength of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so today, allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide. You can simply do that by asking him to fill you today. You know, it's not just a one-time thing being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's a continual thing. And today we can be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit. So let me pray for you. And as we worship, just allow him to fill you afresh today, to guide you. There might be an area of your life you're thinking, I don't have the answers for. I don't know where to go. Allow him to guide you today. I believe even there's words of wisdom in this place. There'll be discernment. There'll be the nudging of the Holy Spirit right here and right now for a situation you may be in. So Lord Jesus, we thank you today for the Holy Spirit. We pray, fill us today. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to guide us. Guide us into all the truth. Everything that you have for us. In Jesus' name. Bring about a fresh wind in our lives through your presence. Bring about a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit here in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, team, lead us. Let's worship together and let's respond to the Holy Spirit.